It's the Sunday Grill. You are listening to Beat. And my first guest this morning is getting ready to do a skydive next month. Dave Dowling is from Great Cullen in County Carlow. And when he's jumping out of that plane, he will be 80 years of age. He joins me on the Sunday Grill this morning to tell us his motivations. And you're 80 years of age already, aren't you, Dave? You hit the big milestone in January.
Good morning, Arda.
Good morning.
Yes, 7th of January, I've turned 80 and extremely lucky to have reached that figure so far.
Exactly. And what does that feel like? Does it, you know, we hear all these different, I suppose, stereotypes of what an 80-year-old is like. Do you feel any of those?
It's very hard to put it into a package, Orla, but my wife Josie and I, we're doubly lucky in that Josie and I, we're both together, we're both 80. Josie will be 82, she's very old, and in March.
Okay.
So
does she mind you calling her very old?
She throws it back at me very quickly.
Okay, good stuff.
The lady is from County Meath, and you have to tread very carefully at times now when you're talking to a Meath lady. To put it into a little package, we are extremely lucky to both of us being at the 80 mark, if you want to put it like that, Orla. We married very young. We married when we were 20, 21. Yeah. And we have three boys and three girls, and we also have 14 grandchildren, so the little package contains a lot.
Lovely.
You know what I mean?
And are they all close by you then, Dave?
Sorry?
Are they all close by?
Yeah, that's why this little package contains an awful lot, because we're living in Great Cullen, which is a small village, and all our children, thank God, they're living within 5 minutes of our house. Each and every one of them.
That's amazing.
Yesterday evening here, we had 1, 2, 3, 4. We had 8 of our children, grandchildren mixed together. So that started just around mid-afternoon. It continued until 7:30, 8 o'clock last night. That's what I mean by us being lucky, Orla,
lovely,
you know?
Lovely. So and you're that very has continued grateful.
Oh, God, yeah. And I just want to maybe introduce the other side of things then, in that a lot of our immediate family didn't get to 80.
Okay.
We lost them to cancer, and that is why all of this, you know, this skydive thing, this is where it's all kind of mixed up for 2026.
Okay, excellent stuff. So you've, and very close members of your family, your own dad and your brother, am I right in saying that?
That is correct, yeah. Son-in-law, our most recent passing would have been 6 years ago when my brother, he passed at 72, and unfortunately, 3 weeks prior to that, our son-in-law, our daughter Tina's husband, he passed cancer again, took him, and
very
he was tough. Only 54,
wow,
54
that's
years old. So
very hard.
That is part, again, of the skydive, trying to raise funds for cancer research.
Okay. So why a skydive, Dave?
Let me think. Well, this year is a kind of a special year in a couple of ways. As we know, I'm 80 now on the 7th of January, and this year Josie and I will be married 60 years on the 31st of August.
Okay, good stuff.
So I was just thinking, well, you know, to make it a year that the kids will remember, our own children and grandchildren will remember, and if it's just something that would be kind of unusual. Orla, I'm just an ordinary person, just an ordinary man, and tried to think up something that would be slightly out of the ordinary, you know, marathon running, all that kind of stuff. You can't do that, even to walk a marathon at 80. You're not going to take that on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, all I have to do is jump out of an airplane with a guy behind me, and all I have to do is scream on the way down. You know, there's no physical effort that really needs to go into it, you know.
And, like, you've obviously talked to people about this and your family, and medically it's all okay to do this.
True, yeah. When you reach, I'm not too sure now whether, I think it's when you're 65, you must get medical clearance.
Okay.
To do it. So the steps that we had to take, Orla, were number one, to contact the Irish Parachute Club in Clonbullyogan, Offaly.
Mm-hmm.
Had a long chat with those people. Then we had to contact the Irish Cancer Society.
Okay.
And the people in the Irish Cancer Society, they were very happy that somebody of that age would, on their behalf, just try to raise just a small amount of money. You know, you don't make a massive target. And we haven't made a target at all. We haven't set a target, sorry.
Okay.
But they were happy. And those are the steps that you need to take before you get going, you know.
And are you excited about it?
Sorry, am I?
Excited about it. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, well, it's getting closer and closer now. Our daughter, Joanne, she has taken over the, you know, the GoFundMe side and the all that kind of stuff. I would be lost there. And we've got local press coverage and talking to yourselves as well. One of the main things at this stage, having gone through this period of time, you know, the initial period of time and getting closer to the dive, is to maybe highlight the cancer aspect of it.
Okay.
More than, say, the individual me going to that extreme as jumping out of an airplane, you know.
And that's so why you want some to... funds. Raise funds for Irish Cancer Society for their research that they do as well, and for helping people affected by cancer as well. And Josie's not tempted. Josie's not tempted to jump out of the plane.
No, the the only thing I've been really trying to do is to keep her away from the straps of the parachute.
Oh.
Because it'd be, after 60 years, it would be a very, very, would be very simple, could happen very simply now, or I can tell you.
Well, it sounds anyway, after 60 years, I'd say she's used to you by now.
Too used to, I think that might be a better way of putting it. There is a slight little thing, like I mentioned there, 60 years married in August. We were years and years ago, Josie, living in Meath, she used to go to Knock, the Basilica at Knock with her mammy.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, it was by train and by bus. So for the past, I think it's 7 or 8 years, we've got back to that.
Okay.
And that she loves going to Knock. And on the Monday of our actual anniversary, the 31st of August, that's where we will be.
Oh,
we'll
perfect.
Be at the Basilica in Knock. And she's really, really loving that.
And
you know?
By then, you might have been bitten by the skydiving bug. So you might have done a number of skydives at that stage.
Never, ever, ever again.
Okay.
Not a hope.
Okay.
Not a hope.
Have you?
But what we're doing, we're bringing all our children and grandchildren along on this little journey.
Lovely. So that's,
you know what I mean?
Great. Yeah, it's a lovely thing to do. And marking the milestone of your 80th birthday and your 60 years together, it's brilliant. And also raising funds for cancer research. Have you got a nickname? Yeah. Am I right in thinking your nickname is Dave the Rave?
Oh, here we go again. Yeah, like I mentioned, we married young.
Okay.
And having done so, back in the day, you won't know anything about this, but the only way you could meet up to start this romantic journey was to go to a dance hall.
Okay.
And as the kids came along then, that was what we had.
Yeah.
And so we were all dancing mad and all the jiving and everything. So we were two good old dancers now, Josie and myself. Mm-hmm. And we never left the floor. And all our friends then, all the children's kids and that. And one of the girls, I just put her initial is R. She know who she is.
Okay.
She looked at me one night and was on the floor. And I was doing something very, very good or something really weird.
All right, dance-wise.
So that was... That, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Dance-wise, yeah. she stuck that on me. Look at your man.
You're Dave the Rave. Yeah. And I hear you also have a motto of just do it. Just go and do it.
Yeah, well, having put a lot of thought into it, you know, because we started this journey. Remember I was just saying there, you have to contact all the various people. We started this way back. It must have been this time last year.
Okay.
The skydiving people, they don't start until the 1st of March.
Okay.
And then you make your reservations in November. They open up for reservations. So we've been on this little journey of talking to people, and they're absolutely brilliant people in the Parachute Club and the Cancer Society people. So we've had been talks with them right through, you know.
Yeah.
And
so you're just
we've
gonna
been
do
bringing
it.
A lot of people. Yeah. And well, that's it. Like, it's something... I'm not going to be able to do it again.
Yeah.
It's just something, just do it now. And when you get to our age, like I said, we've lost 5 people, immediate family, who had never made the 80 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now the opportunity is there. And the first question I always ask, are you mad? And I don't know. I don't know.
I think you're very inspirational, and you're living with a grateful heart, it sounds like, in your 80th year, and with lovely family around you as well, as what I think a lot of people wish for family and community. So the 21st of March, weather permitting, is when you're going to be jumping out of that plane. You're raising funds for the Irish Cancer Society, as we said. And if you go to GoFundMe, you'll find more details there. If you type in Dave's name, or you can search Jump at 80 for cancer research. Dave, you'll have to come back to us and tell us what that was like on the 21st of March. I hope all the rain that we've been experiencing is gone by then, and you get to do it. And if you do get to do it, you're not going to get saturated in the rain. Are you looking forward to being up there and seeing the world from up there?
Absolutely. Talking about getting back, on the Friday, the day prior, Joanne will be contacting the Parachute Club, and they will be letting us know.
Okay, so you'll know.
If it's on or not. But we will get an alternate date. It certainly will happen.
Okay, brilliant. So it's definitely happening.
I only found out last week that it's a 10,000 feet high jump.
Okay, how do you feel about that?
I only found out the other day that the first 5,000 is free fall.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So the parachute doesn't open until 5,000 feet. No. So there will be a lot of screaming at that.
Okay.
At that level.
So if you hear something on that date, the 21st of March, it could be Dave the Rave screaming from a height. But you're strapped onto someone, aren't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You won't be doing it on your own.
Sorry, I just want to put in a little thing.
Yeah.
That's the 21st of March. And. Mm-hmm. 2 days afterwards, that it's Josie's birthday.
Oh, lovely.
So we're making a weekend out of it. There's a lot of little bits and pieces going into that
package. You'll have a great time. Brilliant,
we will.
Dave. Thank you so much for that. That is GoFundMe.com, and you'll see, you can type in Dave Dowling jumping, or you can say jump out of a plane at 80, and you can donate some money there, and it all goes to the Irish Cancer Society. Dave, thank you
that
so
would
much
be brilliant.
For joining me. Happy birthday to you, and I hope you enjoy all those celebrations, especially that one when you're skydiving for that cause that's very close to your heart. Thanks a million.
Thank you very much, all. Thank you. Bye-bye.